Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Truth About Immigration. Why Successful Societies Welcome Newcomers by Zeke Hernandez examines one of the most debated policy issues of the modern era with an emphasis on evidence, incentives, and historical pattern. Rather than treating immigration as a purely moral or partisan question, the book frames it as a practical challenge that successful societies repeatedly learn to manage how to attract newcomers, integrate them into communities and labor markets, and convert mobility into shared prosperity. Hernandez draws on research from economics, business, and social science to explain why migration happens, what immigrants contribute, and why fears about jobs, crime, and culture often persist even when the data are more nuanced. The book also explores how rules, institutions, and local conditions shape outcomes, meaning immigration is neither automatically beneficial nor inevitably harmful. Its goal is to replace slogans with a clearer understanding of trade-offs, timing, and policy design so readers can think more precisely about what works, what fails, and why. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why people move and what immigration actually responds to. A central topic is the set of forces that push and pull people across borders, and why these movements are rarely random. The book emphasizes that migration responds to incentives, safety, wages, family ties, education, and the prospect of stable institutions. It also highlights the role of networks, because once a pathway is established, information, assistance, and trust reduce the risks of moving, making migration more self-sustaining. This helps explain why enforcement alone often fails to eliminate flows and instead changes routes, timing, or legal status. Hernandez also differentiates between short-term shocks and long-run trends. Conflicts, disasters, and sudden economic downturns can accelerate movement, while demographic imbalances and persistent wage gaps create steady pressure over decades. Understanding these drivers reframes immigration policy. It is not simply about controlling entry, but about managing predictable human responses to global inequality and insecurity. By grounding the discussion in how decisions are made at the household level, the book encourages readers to see immigration as a system with feedback loops, not a switch that governments can flip without consequences. This lens sets up later arguments about designing rules that align reality with societal goals. Secondly, economic contributions, labor, entrepreneurship, and dynamism. Another major theme is how immigrants affect an economy through multiple channels beyond the narrow question of whether they take jobs. Hernandez focuses on complementarity. Newcomers often fill roles that pair with existing workers, raising productivity and enabling businesses to expand. The book also treats immigration as a source of dynamism, particularly through entrepreneurship, innovation, and the creation of new firms that hire others. It discusses how immigrants can strengthen key sectors by addressing shortages, supporting essential services, and adding skills that are scarce locally. At the same time, it acknowledges distributional effects. In some labor markets and time periods, certain groups may face more direct competition, wage pressure, or adjustment costs. This is not presented as an argument to ignore immigration, but as a reason to pair welcoming policies with smarter transitions, training, and local support. The book frames the core economic question as how to capture broad gains while cushioning concentrated burdens. By comparing static snapshots to longer-term outcomes, it shows why short-term anxieties can be politically potent, even when the long-run picture is more favorable. The result is a more complete account of how immigration interacts with growth, fiscal health, and opportunity. Thirdly, integration and social cohesion, how communities make immigration work. Hernandez devotes significant attention to integration, arguing that immigration succeeds when societies invest in the social infrastructure that turns arrival into belonging. Integration is treated as multidimensional: language acquisition, labor market access, education pathways, and civic inclusion. The book underscores that outcomes vary by place, because local institutions, employer practices, housing markets, and school systems shape daily life. It also explores the dynamics of identity and trust, noting that rapid change can create perceived cultural threat even when material conditions are stable. This is why the pace and concentration of migration matter, as well as the visibility of differences and the stories communities tell about newcomers. Hernandez emphasizes practical mechanisms that improve cohesion: early access to work authorization, clear legal pathways, policies that reduce exploitation, and community-level bridges that foster contact rather than segregation. The theme is not that assimilation must erase identity, but that shared rules and opportunities reduce conflict and make diversity more manageable. By focusing on what integration requires, the book challenges the idea that immigration outcomes are predetermined by culture. Instead, it presents cohesion as a result of policy design, community leadership, and the everyday incentives that encourage participation in the mainstream economy and civic life. Fourthly, myths and fears, crime, culture, and the politics of perception. A fourth topic is the gap between public perception and empirical patterns and why misconceptions persist. The book addresses common fears such as rising crime, collapsing public services, or cultural incompatibility, explaining how these claims often spread through selective examples, emotional storytelling, and partisan framing. Hernandez argues that people do not process immigration as a spreadsheet problem, they process it through identity, fairness, and trust in institutions. When governments appear unable to manage borders or when labor markets feel insecure, immigration becomes a symbol of broader loss of control. The book also shows how visibility can distort judgment. A small number of high-profile incidents can outweigh routine positive contributions that go unnoticed. Media incentives and political competition can amplify this distortion, rewarding outrage over nuance. Importantly, Hernandez does not dismiss concerns as irrational. He treats them as signals of underlying institutional weaknesses, slow permitting for housing, fragile health systems, uneven wage growth, and bureaucratic delays in legal processing. In that sense, immigration debates reveal governance problems as much as they reveal attitudes toward newcomers. By separating legitimate management issues from exaggerated claims, the book offers a framework for more honest public conversation and for policies that rebuild confidence without dehumanizing migrants. Lastly, policy design pathways, enforcement, and the conditions for shared gains, the final topic centers on how societies can design immigration systems that are both credible and humane while maximizing benefits. Hernandez stresses that effective policy is not simply more openness or more restriction. It is clarity, predictability, and alignment between legal channels and real economic demand. When legal pathways are too narrow or slow, irregular migration and exploitation become more likely, undermining public trust. The book discusses balancing border administration with interior systems that matter just as much, such as timely asylum processing, work authorization rules, and labor protections that prevent undercutting and abuse. It also highlights the importance of place-based capacity. Communities need housing supply, school resources, and integration services that can scale when arrivals rise. Another element is reciprocity and responsibility. Newcomers integrate faster when rules are understandable and when there is a fair expectation of contribution, while societies benefit when credentials and skills are recognized efficiently. Hernandez frames success as a governance challenge with measurable outcomes: employment, wage growth, fiscal impact, safety, and civic participation. By emphasizing trade-offs and implementation details, the book helps readers evaluate proposals beyond slogans, asking whether a policy creates workable incentives, reduces disorder, and supports long-term cohesion. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a grounded, practical understanding of immigration, including students, business leaders, policymakers, journalists, and citizens tired of debates driven by heat rather than light. It will also benefit anyone who works with immigrant communities and wants a clearer view of what helps newcomers thrive while keeping local systems resilient. The value for a reader's life is the way it sharpens judgment. By explaining why migration flows happen, why impacts differ by place and time, and why perception often diverges from evidence, the book equips you to discuss immigration with more precision and less reflex. It also invites a more constructive stance instead of treating immigration as an unsolvable culture war. It presents it as a manageable policy domain where incentives, institutions, and integration investments shape outcomes. Compared with similar books that focus mainly on moral arguments or partisan talking points, Hernandez emphasizes mechanisms and conditions for success. That makes it a strong purchase for readers who want actionable clarity. It does not require you to adopt a single ideological position, but it does push you to evaluate claims based on incentives, data, and implementation. If you are looking for a balanced, reality-based guide to one of the defining issues of prosperous societies, this book offers a worthwhile, durable framework. If you would like to support Zeke Hernandez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.